Hare Krishna. Thomas, isn't it? Thomas. Thank you for your... Jai-radha. Or can we go a little deeper? Radha Madhava Kunya Bihari Radha Madhava Kunya Bihari Gopidana Vallava Girivana Dhaji Gopidana Vallava Girivana Dhaji Yasoda Nandana Vraja Janaranjana Yasoda Nandana Vraja Janaranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Bihari Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Swami Maharaja Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Anand Koti Vaishnavarinda ki jai, Iskon Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Gaura Premanandi Hari Hari Bol. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sisi Guru Chiduranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. We'll be reading this morning from the Chaitanya Charitamrita a verse which is about chanting the holy name. It's from the It's from the Adi Lila, chapter 7, text 74. Please repeat. No, I'm really sorry. One moment. Oh, that's not a good idea. A what? Oh, that's good for the voice. Oh yeah, that fisherman's friend, isn't it? Oh, the last one from you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Vielen herzlichen Dank. Sehr aufmerksam. Nama vinu kali kale nahi ara dharma. Sarva mantra sara nama e shastra magma. Nama vinu kale kali kale nahi aradama.
Nama vinu kali kale nahi aradama.
Sarva mantra sara nama e shastra marma.
Sarva mantra sara nama e shastra marma.
Nama vinu kali kale nahi aradharma. Sarva mantra sara nama e shastra marma.
Sarva mantra sara nama e shastra marma.
Yes, please.
Nama vinu kali kali nahi ara dharma.
Nama vinu kali kali nahi ara dharma.
Sarva mantra sara nama e shastra marma.
Sarva
Mataji's, please. Love to read this verse to you. It's a verse on really chanting the Hare Krishna mantra together. I feel it's good to read this verse and the wonderful, amazing purport, because for one reason it illustrates a little bit what we are supposed to do in the age of Kali, in a very clear way, actually. And the second reason is that most of us will be leaving today, or latest tomorrow, this beautiful holy place, and I feel it's always good to take something with us. Yesterday I was with some devotees on a little walk, and we discussed many things, but two things which we also discussed was what do I take from here? What is a very important realization which I have been gotten from the deities? And we all thought when we did this that this was really worthwhile to ask this question. So here's something which we for sure can take with us. It's about the holy name. I must also say I will try to give an explanation which is not really a summary, but the most important point of a seminar called the Kirtan Seminar, which I've been given. So maybe we can see, Jalangi, could you be so kind to open the window so... because it's not nice and warm outside. It's not cold and disturbing, but good. Und dann auch das andere Fenster da zum Ausgang hin. Good. Nama. The holy name. Vinu. Without. Kali Kali. In this age of Kali. Nahi, there is none. Ara, or any alternative. Dharma, religious principle. Sava, all. Mantra, hymns. Sara, essence. Nama, the holy name. This is Shastra, revealed scriptures. Marama, purport. Translation. In this age of Kali, there is no religious principle other than the chanting of the holy name, which is the essence of all Vedic hymns. This is the purport of all scriptures. Purport. The principles of the Parampara system are strictly honored in previous ages, Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, and Dwarapa Yuga. But in the present age, Kali Yuga, the people neglect the importance of this system of Shrota Parampara, or receiving knowledge by disciplic succession. In this age, people are prepared to argue that they can understand that which is beyond their limited knowledge and perception through so-called scientific observation and experiments, not knowing that actual truth comes down to men from authorities. So Prabhupada, he says that there's a difference between the old times, Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, and Dwarapa Yuga, and the modern times. And he points out that the main difference here is that in old times people thought really knowledge, or understood that knowledge which is beyond my own capabilities to understand has to come down through the Shrota Parampara. That means receiving knowledge by Shrota, by hearing from authorities. But in this age of Kali, people really go the other way around. They think, although they think about higher things which they really can't see or think about with their conditioned minds, they think, well, let me do some scientific observation, some experiments, some speculation, and then maybe, then I can get it. Prabhupada says, this argumentative attitude is against the Vedic principles, and is very difficult for one who adopts this understanding to understand that the holy name of Krishna is as good as Krishna himself. Since Krishna and his holy name are identical, the holy name is eternally pure and beyond the material contamination. It is the supreme personality of Godhead as a transcendental vibration. The holy name is completely different from material sound, as confirmed by Narottam Das Thakur. Golokera premadana harinama sankirtana. The transcendental vibration of harinam sankirtan is imported from the spiritual world. That although materialists who are addicted to experimental knowledge and the so-called scientific method cannot place their faith in the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, although they can't place their faith, it is a fact that simply by chanting the Hare Krishna Mantra offenselessly, one can be freed from all subtle and gross material conditions. The spiritual world is called Vaikuntha, which means without anxiety. In the material world, everything is full of anxiety, Kunta. Whereas in the spiritual world, Vaikuntha, everything is free from anxiety. Therefore, those who are afflicted by a combination of anxieties cannot understand the Hare Krishna mantra, which is free from all anxiety. In the present age, the vibration... Oh yeah, this sentence now, which comes now, many of my God brothers who have heard this sentence in this past time, and who discussed this sentence in lectures or anywhere, they think this lecture, this sentence is something like the, you could say, the heart or the Paribhasita Sutra of Prabhupada's preaching. And I request you to kindly listen to this with great, attention. Prabhupada makes really a point which is, you need to understand this if you want to understand his movement and why he placed so much emphasis on the sadhana which he gave us. He says, in the present age, the vibration of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is the only process that is in a transcendental position beyond material contamination. There are definitely other processes for self-realization, and meditation is one, and other things, but they are they are mixed in the age of Kali Yuga with material contamination. But the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is in a transcendental position. It is beyond this. And then Prabhupada draws a conclusion from this. Since the holy name can deliver a conditioned soul, it is explained here to be Sava Mantra Sara, the essence of all Vedic hymns. A name that represents an object of this material world may be subjected to arguments and experimental knowledge. But in the absolute world, a name and its owner, the fame and the famous, are identical. And similarly, the qualities, pastimes, and everything else pertaining to the absolute are also absolute. Although Mayavadis profess monism, they differentiate between the holy name of the Supreme Lord and the Lord himself. For this offense of Namaparad, they gradually glide down from their exalted position of Brahma Gyan, or as confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam. Aruya krishrena param patam tata patantyado nadrida yushmad angrayaha. Although by severe austerities they rise to the exalted position of Brahma Gyan, they nevertheless fall down due to imperfect knowledge of the absolute truth. Although they profess to understand the Vedic mantra Sava Kalvidam Brahma, which means everything is Brahman, they are unable to understand that the holy name is also Brahman. However, if they regularly chant the Maha Mantra, they can be relieved from this misconception. Unless one properly takes shelter of the holy name, he cannot be relieved from the offensive stage in chanting the holy name. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Prasadine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Askatyare Sadarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitana
Prabhu Nityananda
Nyadvaita Gadadhara Shiva Sadi Go Bhaktavinna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. In this age of Kali, there is no religious principle other than the chanting of the holy name, which is the essence of all Vedic hymns. This is the purport of all scriptures. It says, Prabhupada gives an explanation to this verse which we have heard, and I request you to again concentrate on this very important sentence where Srila Prabhupada explains that everything in the age of Kali is just so mixed and so so contaminated that it can't really wash you free from contamination. It's almost, you know, imagine you have been salt or salt, is that the right American word? Or sullied. It's when you have been made dirty by mud. Your shirt is dirty now. Now, if you take muddy water, you can't wash the mud away. So if we have been contaminated or materially influenced, if we take a process to become free from material contamination, which is also already materially contaminated, we will remain materially contaminated. So here it is. In the present, here is the sentence which I find so, I mean, Prabhupada really brings it to a point. In the present age, the vibration of the Hare Krishna mantra is the only process that is in a transcendental position beyond material contamination. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada called our movement the Hare Krishna movement. And whatever we do in it, we chant Hare Krishna as it's really the center or the heartbeat of our practices. And especially we engage in kirtan, and more than that, we engage in sankirtan, which can mean that we do it together, but it can also mean that it's the complete kirtan, the complete glorification, which engages everything we have, the body, the mind, and also the speech or the language. If we can engage in this type of spiritual practice, it's called sang or complete, fully. Everything is engaged and everything is used. Sanatana Goswami writes a very, very nice shloka in Brihad Bhagavatamrita. It's in the beginning of the verse, and here I want to tell you a little thing. It doesn't appear in the BBT version of the Brihad Bhagavatamrita. And we have asked, I mean, not me, myself, but one God brother has asked the translators, Prabhu, where is this shloka? And they looked it up in their books and they found it. But somehow, maybe because of a nice prasadam feast, which was, or too much to do, it just is one of these things which just an error. It didn't make it into the shloka, into the book. And because it's so important, I thought to share this shloka with you this morning. Because you can't find it anywhere. I mean, you can't find it in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita of our BBT, which is a wonderful edition. It's really a very, very complete presentation, and maybe the only mistake in it is that this shloka is not there, but this is important, this shloka. It says, when you hear about Krishna becomes bound to you, but only with a very thin thread. Now, if you bind someone and it's a thin thread, he will break the thread and run away from it. Huh? So when you meditate about Krishna, the shloka says, then Krishna becomes bound to you by a rope. The relationship is more. But if you engage in kirtan with others, Lord Krishna becomes bound to you by an iron chain. and he can't break this chain. I will now read the shloka to you, which is really very wonderful. O Krishna, by hearing about you, you become bound to your devotees with a thin thread. But because you are supremely independent, you move on. Then when your devotees meditate about you, you become bound to them with a rope. But again, you break this rope and move on. However, when your devotees engage in kirtan together, you become bound to them with an iron chain. And this chain you cannot break, O Veera of the Golden Dhoti. It's a nice shloka, isn't it? You can't break this. You can't. Krishna is there. Therefore, Sankirtan is considered and Sankirtan here meaning the complete glorification of Krishna, means with body, mind, and speech, and Sankirtan for those of us who are and Sankirtan obviously also means to tell others about Krishna. So therefore it's considered to be glorifying Krishna when we give people or distribute to people the literature about Krishna so that they can understand, oh, this is Krishna consciousness. Oh, I didn't know. Acha, very good. So this is the best. Krishna becomes bound to those who engage in Sankirtan, in the complete glorification, he becomes bound. I think we all remember this verse, where Narada Muni, which Krishna speaks to Narada Muni, when Narada Muni asks Krishna, where is your permanent address? Sometimes we joke because nowadays some people move around, but you can always get in touch with them by the internet, by the computer. They have an email address, and even if they are in Peru or somewhere else, they will go into the internet and they would say, this is my permanent address. You can always reach me there. So Krishna was once asked by his dear devotee, where is your permanent address? And he answered, I'm not in the heart of the mystic yogis, nor am I permanently in Vaikuntha. In the Briha Bhagavatamrita, the Lord explains why he's not permanently in Vaikuntha. He sometimes leaves Vaikuntha to take care of some business sounds not like that. Some things to do, even in the material world. He goes and appears there. And he's sometimes apparently not there, Vaikuntha. He's not in the heart of the mystic yogis. But he says to Narada Muni, "Mat bhakta yatra gayantri tatra tishtami Narada. O Narada, please know, I am always there where my devotees glorify me." That's where he is. Wherever Krishna's devotees glorify him, he becomes attracted to come there. And that is because he is bound to his devotees. He likes them so much. Some devotees have try to give an explanation, which is very well given, that even if here, imagine, we would here in one room, they are talking about us. Let us say, the exalted members of the National Council would talk about you. You know, you would be the agenda point. And they would have invited sannyasis and also GBC members to talk about you. Naturally, you would like to know what are they saying. Have they marked the way I have my very good accurate tilaka? Is that the subject, or is it maybe they talk about the service which I try to do? They wish to give some maybe some appreciation. You would be interested. What does this exalted assembly talk about me? So Krishna is also, he wants to know what are the devotees talking about me, because he knows they have dedicated their lives to him, and now they are there to praising him, and he feels definitely attracted. These are such good my devotees, and so. In the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, we find a verse which directs us for further progress in spiritual life. These verses which give us instructions how we can go on in our spiritual life, what is, so to say, maybe the next frontier where we can engage, the next challenge to take up, or even much better and easier said, the best process which we can now concentrate. I think these verses are very important. Here's the verse for you. It comes from the second part of the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, text 5. I'm wrong. Chapter 5, text 218. Tad vrajakrida janagana prada. Oh, I don't know how to chant this, so somehow let's do it. Tad dhi tat tat vraja krida dhyana gana pradanaya bhaktya sampadyute preshtanama sankirtano jvalam. One can develop love for Krishna. I think we all recognize that this is, you know, to develop love for Krishna. That's what it's all about. One can do this. One can develop that love by practicing the devotional service whose main ways are meditating and singing about the many braj pastimes of the Lord. So here it says, you should meditate about Krishna's leelas and sing about them. What this means is, do Leela Kirtan. Leela Kirtan is, what is this? Would you like to have an example what this is? No, okay, then I don't give an example. No, it's very high. We have to, if we want, we have to really want it. So it's a little bit, I recognize it's not the subject for this morning. So we meditate and sing about Krishna's pastimes. But this thing, to sing about Krishna's pastimes or to meditate about Krishna's pastimes, only becomes brilliant, that means highly evolved, by sankirtan of the Lord's most beloved holy names. So the highest process, or let us say, if one wants to go to that state of love for Krishna, one would begin to become interested in Krishna and meditate, that means remember Krishna constantly, and his pastimes, and sing about them. But, however, you would only bring this to a very evolved state if you sing sankirtan. That is, if you come to a complete glorification of the Lord's most beloved holy names. These are names usually which are in relationship to the devotees. And the Hare Krishna mantra, which has the name Hara in it, Radha Rani, is the most beloved holy name, because Radha is the most beloved of Krishna. glorification of Krishna, his holy name has to be done complete with Krishna's beloved. Here's a very nice example of such a kirtan, and I would like to request you to sing with me. Sri Krishna Gopala Hare Mukunda, Sri Krishna Gopala Hare Mukunda, Govinda He Nanda Kishora Krishna, Inda He Nanda Kishora Krishna, Hashri Yashoda Tanaya Prasida, Shri Ballavi Jeevani Radhikesha, Ravi Jeevana Radhikesha. Thank you. This is chanting this, it brings one to a highly evolved state. Now what this means for me, and therefore we may not need now to go into the scientific detail of you know, this process, is that what Srila Prabhupada gave us with the loud chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is sufficient in itself to evolve to the highest states of Krishna consciousness. Yes. So, it is described the general method of remembering and singing about the Lord and his pastimes, transform in the advanced stages of sadhana into Preshta Nama Sankirtan. This means to chant the beloved names of the beloved holy names together, to show his student how he was performing Nam Sankirtan. Gop Kumar here chants a few of these Lord's favorite names. This was what you just chanted, what we just chanted. So, to make it now a little bit compact and easy to grab, is as a devotee advances in chanting the holy name, he will develop an interest not just in the kirtan process itself, but he will develop an interest in the person who is glorified through the kirtan process, that's Krishna. See, in the beginning, you begin to just like the process. Wow, this chanting is really, I like that. But then, after some time, you begin to ask, who is Krishna? And you become interested in Krishna. And at that moment, you are really advancing a little, and you're stepping out of the out of a crowd of casual worshippers, the beginners. The moment you feel, who is Krishna? What are his pastimes? What are his different things? This will happen automatically, in other words, without much worry or if you engage in the chanting and begin to like the chanting as something which is giving you deep inner satisfaction and happiness. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had three great devotees in his assembly who were exemplifying or teaching one particular process of the devotional service. And since we deal today with kirtan, we need to look for the devotee who is the kirtan leader in Gauranga Mahaprabhu's associates. Do you know who's in charge of kirtan? Mukunda, one says. Haridas Thakur, Advaita. Nityananda, You are all correct. They all are very related to the holy name. But the special devotee who taught Kirtan, who's in charge of Kirtan, is Swarup Damodar. I also didn't know that. I heard it first in the lecture of Radhanath Maharaj, and then I looked the references up in the book and found it in C.C. Chaitanya Charitamrita. See, Swarup Damodar was in Navadvip known as a dear associate called Purushottam Acharya, but he developed a traumatic crisis when Gauranga Mahaprabhu left Navadvip. He was one of these devotees who wanted to take their life by drowning in the Ganga. Suicide, you know. So when Gauranga Mahaprabhu took sannyas and there was this voice, don't commit suicide, don't do it. He couldn't do it. So he ran away from Navadvip and ran to Benares and changed his name. He took sannyas, he gave up everything. However, he didn't want to have a Swami name. He took the name which he had as a brahmachari. In the Navadvip Leela, he was an acharya, a teacher, called Purushottam Acharya. But he didn't want this. He wanted to forget Navadvip, because everything just reminded him of his pain in the heart. Gauranga was gone. So he took sannyas, but he took not a sannyas name like you get when you become a sannyas, you become bhakti, parama, something, so and so. No, but he wanted to keep his brahmachari name, and he didn't take a swami behind his name. He was really, you know, he was in turmoil, inner turmoil. He just said, Swarup Damodar, that's all I am. A small, insignificant brahmachari. But he completely took sannyas. That was the only way he could digest it. So later, you know, we hear, well, this is an extraordinary personality. Who is he? He is the Lalita Sakhi, very hot-tempered gopi, girlfriend of Radharani in Braj. So later he came with tears in his eyes to Puri and said, I'm sorry for having done this. I'm sorry, I have run away from you, Gauranga Mahaprabhu. You were my best friend. You were my everything. And then you did this. You took sannyas and you left it. And then I just exploded and ran to Varanasi, town of Mayavadis, you know. I just kept that. Do you see, I mean, do you have this sometimes in friendships, that you get a little temperamental in friendships and then you do something, just, do you have this? Do you know this sometimes? And then there's a storm in the teapot for one day or so. Storm in the teapot, you know, it's not, storm in the teapot is not very significant. There's no houses are blown apart, or it's just in the teapot. It's a small compartment. I don't know. Can you understand, Swarup Damodar? You left me. I'm also leaving you. I'm going to Varanasi. And take sannyas. And I don't even ask you if I take sannyas or not. I just do it. But I do it in my way. I take my brahmachari name and I will... Lalita Sakhi. Huh? Ready? Hare Krishna. So later he came back to Gauranga Mahaprabhu and he became the personal secretary of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And he was became the authority on Lord Chaitanya's mission. That is the external part of his mission and the internal part of his mission. Do you know these two missions of Gauranga Mahaprabhu? I think we know. I think you have heard. What was the external reason for Mahaprabhu's appearance? Spread the holy name. And what was his internal reason for appearing? Can any one of us tell us? Yeah, to experience the highest forms of love of Srimati Radharani, to just relish it. And in both these things, Swarup Damodar was the authority. In Kirtan, he was the top Kirtan leader, in Sankirtan, and in when Mahaprabhu was there, relishing the mood of Srimati Radhika, then he sang always appropriate songs which illustrated the moods. He was there in the Gambira together with Ramananda Roy, another one. So, Swarup Damodar wrote, observed the pastimes of the Lord in Puri and wrote a diary, a kadacha. It's unfortunately lost. It's really lost. No one knows where it is. No one has seen it. It's just not there any longer. And this is a very unfortunate loss for the world. However, in some ways it's there. He was, as you know, the guru of Raghunath Das Goswami, and he had Raghunath Das Goswami, his disciple, memorize the whole book. These were personalities. And Raghunath Das Goswami knew this kadacha by heart. And when he came to Radhakund in the later portion of his life, after Mahaprabhu's disappearance, he gave a lecture every day where he memorized what he had learned from Swarup Damodar. And in that lecture, there was one great devotee present who wrote this down. Do you know who that is? Or could you think who this is? Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, yes. We know his bhajan kutir is there at Radhakund, where he wrote Chaitanya Charitamrita. It's renovated now. He was there, and he took, so to say, what Raghunath Das Goswami said. He made notes, and from these notes, he compiled this, Chaitanya Charitamrita. So in this way, we hear about Gauranga Mahaprabhu's pastimes. It's not total, it's not lost. This is how it is. It is said, he kept the later pastimes. The later pastimes are the Puri pastimes, which Swarup Damodar saw and wrote down. He kept the later pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Leela like jewels in the treasure chest of his heart. And then he garlanded Raghunath Goswami with this jewel, like a jewel garland. So Raghunath Goswami had all these pastimes of Gauranga Mahaprabhu in this memory. He had gotten this. And Bhaktivedanta Thakur said Swarup Damodar had him memorize the verses of his Sanskrit summary of the later pastimes. So, good. All right. This was a little informational. Now we get a little devotional in our presentation. It's a little bit more easy now to follow. Thank you for being with us this much. Now, let us hear how Swarup Damodar is the authority in Kirtan. In Ratha, during the Ratha Yatra ceremony, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu divided the group of all of his devotees into seven groups. There was one group before the car of Lord Jagannath, two groups on each of the wheels, and two last groups were chanting in the rear, behind the Jagannath cart. And it is described that Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu expanded into all these seven groups because he wanted to do Sankirtan not one time, but seven times. Hare Krishna. Isn't that wonderful? And he is God. He can just say, okay, 7 bodies. Let's dance. And then really go into it. You know, we hear this amazing dancing of the Mahaprabhu in a moment. Then he wished to dance. And while he danced, tears welled in his eyes. He was trembling, laughing, fainting. Horripilating. What is horripilating, Lakshmi Moni? What does this mean? Goosebumps. Gänsehaut in Deutsch. He was fainting. He was roaring and his moods changed. And he would sing a song like, and Swarup Damodar saw, my Lord is really getting into it. He's changing. He's horripilating. He's fainting. The tears are sprinkling out of his... Imagine we would see during a kirtan this happening to Bhakta Sandro. Tears, fainting. And this would be something, you know. And you have to know, if a person really gets into ecstasy, it's not something strange. If he's really, you know, we become like a little when someone imitates an ecstatic behavior. But the moment someone really feels the presence of the Lord in his heart, everyone can feel it. If it needs one devotee to get in, no one of us should imitate that, you know, that's the stages. But if one devotee would get real ecstatic Krishna consciousness, we would all have a kirtan which we never will forget. That's a real thing. So then Swarup Damodar saw this. He was the kirtan leader. And he saw Gauranga Mahaprabhu just going into the ecstasies which were never ever seen before on this planet Earth. And then he began to sing a song which made Gauranga Mahaprabhu even more ecstatic. Would you like to hear the song?
Yes.
Thank you so much. And that is, yes. I can't sing it for you, so I won't even try because it's so holy. The translation into the English language said, I have finally found the Lord of my life, for whom I had longed so long, burning in a fire with the flames of desire. Finally, I found this Lord. You know, this is in the mood of Radharani, who became turned into the highest states of madness when Krishna left Vrindavan and only could think, where is my Krishna? Where is my Krishna? And now the song says, I finally found... This was the mood of Lord Gauranga. He always thought, where is Krishna? Kwa? Kwa? Kwa means where? Kwa Nanda? Nanda Nandana, you know. Where is my Krishna? Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? So then... He was dancing before Lord Jagannath, and then Swarup Damodar thought, I sing this song, this is the right song now. Gauranga Mahaprabhu is in ecstasy and sees his Lord. There is Krishna right on the cart. And he then said, I finally found him. And Gauranga Mahaprabhu heard this, I finally found him, and even went deeper into the ecstatic ecstasy. Rupa Goswami has written a shloka about this pastime, and this is the ornament of all devotees, this particular shloka. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu responded to this song, and he he sang a special sloka which expressed his yearning. It is a shloka from the Sahitya Dapana, that means the mundane poesy. It means something, it's a shloka spoken by a lady lover who spent romantic nights before she was married to her lover. She would steal away, go to a river where there was a little house, and meet her lover in secret in this house. And they had an amount of loving exchange which they could not experience again when they were married, because this fresh new love is really the strongest. I don't know if you can. We are monks, and therefore we don't want to go deep now into this subject. And we are Grihastha. So it was a song of the world. And Gauranga sang that. That's almost as if one of our kirtan leaders starts to sing, I can't get no satisfaction. You know, you would think, my God, what has happened? He's singing a hit song. You know, he's really admire this Maharaj, you know. So really, we have seen it, you know. Or other songs. I don't want to bore you with my repertoire. You know, that really thing was. So some said, Mahaprabhu is in ecstasy now. He sings this love song. You know. Or imagine, here's a good song. For those who are German. Marmor, Stein und Eisen bricht. Aber unsere Liebe nicht. You know. It means marble, stone, and iron breaks, but not our love. So we would think everyone in Germany has to know this song. It's you know, this song. But if someone would sing it to you in Ratha Yatra, you would think, Hare Krishna. But maybe, the singer means not a girl with apron. You know, wie sagt man, apron ist so Schürze, you know, like in this German folk song. He means Krishna. Marble, stone and iron breaks Krishna, but not my love for you. It's constant, it's always there. It will not break. So Mahaprabhu was also like this. He sang a known song, if you want, but he meant Krishna with the song, no one else. It's interesting, isn't it? So Rupa Goswami, to make it clear, wrote the meaning of the song in this way. You know, he wrote this song which said, our love in Vrindavan was this, but now you are in Kurukshetra, Krishna. Radharani says, I don't like you like this. I want to bring you back to Vrindavan. It's a Ratha Yatra song, really. He clarified what Mahaprabhu meant when he sang this lover song. So yes, Swarup Damodar was there, and his kirtan was wonderful. Now we come to the end. Here's a quotation for all of us. Gadada Pandit was the main expert in the Bhagavad. You know, Gadada Pandit read the Srimad Bhagavatam to Mahaprabhu. And Swarup Damodar was the main expert in, you know, everything. Swarup Damodar would sing alone and Mahaprabhu would lose himself in dance. Mahaprabhu would reveal all the symptoms of ecstatic love, such as tears, trembling, laughing, fainting, horripilation, and roaring. Mahaprabhu used to roar so loud in Kirtan that the eardrums of the atheists broke. They had to go away. It was just too loud. Like I believe our Kadamba Kanana Maharaj told us that he was at this concert of our devotees, the shelter band, and his dhoti was moving from the sound of the loudspeakers. Do you know how loud this must be? I mean, if it starts moving, your dhoti is really, I mean, it's really too loud, you know. It's too loud. So Mahaprabhu would roar, and that would be too loud for the atheists, not for the devotees. Why? Because he personally protected the eardrums of the devotees. He made some protective, you know, thing, you know. Not earplugs. It was Mahaprabhu's protective influence, you know. He sealed the ears. All these symptoms of ecstasy, tears, trembling, and so on, manifested on his body as he danced with the devotees. When he heard Swarup Damodar singing the kirtan aloud, the Lord would lose external consciousness and would fall down on the spot. Oh, there was no equal to Swarup Damodar amongst all of the Lord's sannyasi associates. Swarup was as dear to him as Paramananda Puri. Oh, Sri Swarup Damodar Goswami was the incarnation of the delight of song, which would make Mahaprabhu dance. This is Chaitanya Bhagavat, Antya Lila, chapter 10, verses 36 to 43. So this is Swarup Damodar and his wonderful ecstatic kirtan. He is the authority on Lord Chaitanya's mission. Ooh, so wonderful. So very, very wonderful. So Hare Krishna, I have reached the end of this presentation. I hope it was interesting for you to hear a little bit more about kirtan. I would like to see now if you have some questions, preferably about kirtan, but anything else is also highly welcome from you. Yes, Sudevi? How can Swarup Damodar now help us in our kirtan practice? Prayers, practices, and so on. Very good question. Well, people learn from the example of other people more than anything. Therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that a devotee who wishes to advance should learn from examples of the sadhus, the great saints, and try to follow their footsteps, which they have left for us. That is a general thing. I mean, in modern psychology, there is something, if you want to be successful, you have to model. That is, model means to, how would we say model in another English word? You have to model the behavior of someone else. Follow the footsteps, you know, do what they do. of someone else, and then you can be also successful. That is in the modern self-improvement schools, which are very prominent, this idea. And we have it in our long before the self-improvement gurus spoke about it, we had this, what Lakshmi Muni says, following the footsteps, you know, doing things, model the behavior of someone. So this is how we can we have to know more about Swarup Damodar and follow this. But your question opens up to something I was really waiting to come from the audience, a question: how can we improve our kirtan practice? I think that's in your mind. Sanatana Goswami gives us two tips how to do kirtan, and Mahaprabhu himself, the great teacher, has also spoken about this. Mahaprabhu would in his Shikshastakam prayers, he talks about chanting the holy name Chetodapanamajanam. He gives us a very important thing. You must chant in a mood of humility. That's in the third shloka of the Shikshastakam. And then in the fifth shloka, he gives us another very important rule to chant. That is, you must chant in a mood of sincere longing. You must really sincerely long for Krishna. Therefore, it is very important by many older devotees who have revisited our practice of kirtan, have said, if the kirtan is in the beginning so super fast, then you enter the kirtan and you are all engaged with just keeping the rhythm, and your body, wow, has to somehow, how do I get the rhythm now in my dance? And you can't really concentrate on the holy name, which is the main thing when you do kirtan. It becomes something else, a party to meet friends, for instance, or an acrobatic presentation, you know. All these things are very much okay, to meet devotees, to come together, and yes, to go wild. I mean, yesterday one devotee said to me, Maharaj, we just need this. We need to sometimes become wild. You know, if you always stay here on the thinking and mind, forget it, you know. Just go in the subconsciousness, explore your whole personality and freak out. It's so important. No, honestly. If you only remain here on the surface, that's not you. That's a reduced personality. We have all these things. Especially we have all this sensuality broiling within us, unseen. Dance and it will leave you. You know, go dance, use your senses, but use them for Krishna and not for crazy things like touching the skin of another poor conditioned soul, which is full of perspiration, and underneath, we don't need to speak before breakfast what is underneath, you know. Be creative. This is very uncreative, you know. And just go into it, you know, and forget that you are a scholar, that you have problems, because they're only there on the mental platform. Chant and dance. Be there. So, but that comes, either you do that on the platform of material, in a material way, or you do it in a spiritual way. And if you want to do that in a spiritual way, you first have to be with the holy name and chant. Therefore, the kirtans in Mahaprabhu style are in a long, drawn out way. These are the traditional styles used. We sometimes hear this. The style is lost, the Ganahati style and the Manoshoi style and so on. It's lost. And we have instead, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. These are the riffs of All Along the Watchtower by Jimi Hendrix, if you want to know where this melody comes from. You know, it's a modern melody, it's alright, it's good, but it doesn't carry the tradition of Vaishnavism in it. So it's important that you do go slow into it and just be with the mantra. Just immerse your consciousness with the mantra. It's now Hare Krishna time. It's now Krishna time. And then it can go wild and remains on a spiritual platform, because Mahaprabhu's kirtans were really something else. We don't know what is a wild kirtan. We will never be able to do a wild kirtan because we have no spiritual bodies. You know, like building the body, becoming a wheel. I've never seen that in a kirtan. Complain, our bones would break in the process, you know. Holy boy. But the idea of doing kirtan, there are two in Sanatana Goswami's instructions. So Mahaprabhu speaks about longing for Krishna, based on humility, and our Sanatana Goswami in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita uses two examples of longing, and we have spoken often about them. What is the name of the bird who longs for the water of the water cloud? Can someone help? I keep forgetting it. Chakora. Yes, the bird who does not drink the water from the ground, but longs for the cloud. So that is a longing. And then there's another bird, the Chakravaki bird, who wants to meet with the other, with her husband. You know, so in the same way, we want to one day meet Lord Krishna in the kirtan. You know, these are two instructions of Sanatana Goswami. I think for us, Sudevi, since you are asking, I think for us it's important, if you chant the holy name, or if you go in the kirtan, first bring yourself into the kirtan, chant in a very prayerful mood, and then dance. I find it very nice how my god brother Radhanath Maharaj always instructs his devotees graciously. You know, graciously means graceful. Therefore, we do this Swami step and we raise our hands and we sway. It's so graceful if you think about it. And from there, whatever. No fast rules. And, you know, there's the shloka of Mahaprabhu, Nama Kari Bahuda, you have given the holy name, but and there are no fast rules and regulations to chant it, whatever. Yeah. But yesterday it was very creative when Varaha Murti Prabhu is such a creative dancer. It gives joy to all of our hearts. When he, the way he just very creative throwing himself into the crowd, how lovely, you know. you can really see when Kadambakanana Maharaj dances also very wonderfully. Wonderful. Hari Hari Bo. I really think that's, you know, be there with the practice. First start with your mind. Think, I'm now chanting the holy name. Bring your mind to the practice. Then you bring your your voice, you really take care that you chant nicely the whole mantra, and then you bring your heart. You come in a prayerful mood, you know, remembering shlokas, ayinanda tanuya, or whatever, and then you are there, Sudevi. Mind, speech, and then the body, you dance gracefully, and then it's ketan time. So I look at the time. Oh, 9:30. It's a scandal. I will end the presentation here. Thank you very much. Please come back to the next Narsingha Chaturdasi. And Vijay, you should bring some of your American devotees to come and join us. Very important. The tent is also there. It fits a lot of people. Yes, please. Devotees said that this Narsingha Chaturdasi was just very nice in the sense that that Lord Narsingadev showed so much his love and affection. It was so. Many of you have gotten very good realizations in their hearts. Very, very nice. And yes, drive carefully. I mean, when we were on Sankirtan, and I learned that the present Sankirtan devotees do that also. They leave the farm in their Sankirtan vans, and then next to a nice forest, they stop the car. They say, "Where are the sleeping mats?" And then it's time to rest a little, and then get into life afterwards. Please take sufficient rest, please come. Come next. There is a nice festival in Germany being prepared by the devotees of Goloka Dham. I heard yesterday, or the day before yesterday, from Bhagavad Dhamma Prabhu. Jamashtami, they are our Radha Krishna deities, and it's the appearance day of as you all know. So we are very much, the Goloka Dhammis are really already planning this festival, and they want to really make an extraordinary festival. They invite international devotees who can present things, presentation. Now, we thought to also invite Rasagya. Wasn't that wonderful? How she, really. And kirtan leaders, they want to invite, and so on. So please mark this in your calendar and try to come if you are not busy with your own festivals in your own towns. Good. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Shishi Gonitai ki jai, Go Premanandi Hari Hari Bo. Hare Krishna. Du möchtest kurz eine Ansage machen?
Wir machen doch diese Vyasa Puja Broschüre für Schüler Braucher. Ja. Und das gut geben würde. Und möglichst viele Devotees da einen Beitrag schreiben.
Ja.
Nach dem Jahrmarkt für die Braucher Vyasa Puja.